Osio Nigada, Osi Yigawolihisti, Nagwadoa, Rachel Jackson, Dijalagi, Aningadua. Hello, everyone in High Plains Public Radio land. This is Rachel Jackson again from Oklahoma City. Oklahoma is home to 39 tribal nations, many of whom inhabited these beautiful plains long before any of us did. Wado, thank you to our relatives for sharing it with us today. I had such a good time putting together my first two book bites about my distant cousin Will Rogers that I volunteered to do a third. I hope y'all don't mind. But reading through Joseph Carter's Never Met a Man I Didn't Like, The Life and Writings of Will Rogers, sent me down a long, verdant trail of memories lined with stories of family and land, the kind of kinships we're all made of. My Aunt Dorothy and Uncle Elvin lived in Claremore, Oklahoma, from the time I was a kid to their passing only a few years ago. Every summer, Mom loaded me up and took me to her sister's, where I stayed for a week or more. Claremore, with Route 66 rolling straight through it, had and still has charm, the same kind of charm my aunt and uncle had. They were bright-eyed, jolly people, kind-hearted and true to their words. And wouldn't you know it, they admired the heck out of Will Rogers. They volunteered for years at the Will Rogers Memorial Museum there in Claremore, and so I made many visits. Atop a low-sloped hill, Will, his wife Betty, and their three children are buried there, looking down on the town and over what were originally the Cherokee lands of Will's youth. Born in 1879, Will grew up on his father's Dog Iron Ranch in Cherokee Territory. Thanks in part to the Chisholm Trail, Cherokee Territory had historically been quite a culturally diverse place. Cowboys of all colors worked on the Cherokee ranches in the area. As a boy, Will learned to rope from Dan Walker, a Cherokee freedman, a man formerly enslaved by Cherokee tribal members. As a ranch hand at the Dog Iron, Dan gave Will his earliest lessons in roping and riding. Now, Will went on to make it big with his rope tricks in Wild West shows all over the world, and thus gain entry into unparalleled celebrity and public life. But Will never forgot Dan Walker and maintained a relationship with Dan and his wife, Agnes, his whole life. In October 1931, Will was invited to be the opening act on a radio broadcast for President Hoover's Organization on Unemployment Relief. At a time when our country's unemployed numbered 7 million, it was an opportunity for Will to speak to the American conscience right from his Cherokee heart and soul. He used the time to call the country's wealthiest to action for the sake of those the economic depression was hitting the hardest. In one of my favorite speeches, called the Bacon, Beans, and Limousine Speech, Will says, quote, "It wasn't the working class that brought this condition on at all. It was the big boys themselves who thought this financial drunk we were going through was going to last forever. You know, there's not a one of us who has anything that these people that are without it now haven't contributed to what we've got. And I don't suppose the most unemployed or hungriest man in America hasn't contributed in some way to the wealth of every millionaire." This simple truth points to the reciprocity we need in our relationships with one another, the kind of balanced give and take that the Cherokee have recognized as economically just and culturally necessary for centuries. I can't help but wonder what Will would tell the billionaires now. This is Rachel Jackson for High Plains Public Radio. Hawa wado, okie doke, and thank you. Donadoga ha'i, until we meet again.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed.